In our previous shiur, we began a discussion of the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis that discusses the mitzvahs, and as we were trying to say, that the common denominator of these mitzvahs, that although if we look at them superficially, we don't really see a connection between these mitzvahs. The Gemara begins with Aliyah L'Regel, and then the Gemara goes on to Talmud Torah, and then from Talmud Torah, the Gemara goes on to Staka and Chesed, as we're going to be discussing in our shiur. And at first glance, we don't really see the connection between these mitzvahs. But as we delve deeper, I think the common denominator between all of these Gemaras, yes, some say that Avraham Avinu may be the common denominator between these Gemaras, because Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, Bas Nodiv, Vito Shel Avraham Avinu, the Gemara said about learning Torah, and the first one that learned Torah was Avraham Avinu, the one that's known to be the big Baal Chesed, of course, is Avraham Avinu. So there is perhaps Avraham Avinu is the common denominator in all of the Gemara here, but there are Mefarshim that suggest that it's not just Avraham Avinu who's the common denominator in this Gemara, but rather there's a deeper limud, and that is that the Gemara is teaching us that how to perform the mitzvah, and that the Gemara is teaching us that each one of these mitzvahs, we have to think what is the proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah. And that serves as a wonderful introduction to the next words of the Gemara. Because Amar Rabbi Elazar, God la'oset staka yoyser mikala kabonis. Somebody who does staka is greater than all the kabonis that one could bring. Shenemar, aseit staka mishpat, doing staka mishpat, nifchal Hashem alakecha. Nifchal Hashem is loved by Kadosh Baruch Hu, mizevach even more than one that brings a carbon. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. The Gemara wants to teach us, or Belazar is trying to teach us, how great the mitzvah tzedakah is, and that it's even greater than bringing kabonis. But if that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us, the pasuk says, "Asois tzedakah mishpat." The pasuk doesn't only speak about tzedakah; it also speaks about mishpat. So what happened to mishpat? So one pshat that I saw is that mishpat is greater than kabonis goes without saying. Of course, mishpat is greater than anything. We can never live in a world without mishpat. What the Gemara is saying is that not only is mishpat greater than tzedakah, greater than kabonis, but even chesed, tzedakah, is greater than kabonis. That's one pshat that I saw. But then I saw another beautiful pshat. The Gemara is teaching us that tzedakah, you know what tzedakah is greater than zevach, than bringing kabonis? If it's a tzedakah that's done together with mishpat. When one performs tzedakah, as we're learning, he has to do it in the proper way. It just doesn't mean I'm giving tzedakah because I know there's a mitzvah to do tzedakah. The tzedakah has to be coupled with mishpat to be done the proper way. Then that tzedakah is greater than kabonis. And in fact, so I saw that the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon says, if we see here that tzedakah is greater than kabonis, and gemilas chesedim, we know, are even greater than tzedakah, as the Gemara is about to teach us. So what happened by many kabonis? What happened by many kabonis is that with the carbon tzibur, that the tzibur joined together to bring a carbon. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if we see that by kabonis, there's a special point in a carbon tzibur, and as we learn through Shas, we know that there are special rules by kabonis tzibur that don't apply by other kabonis. Certainly, gemilas chesedim, which our Gemara is teaching us, is greater, stock is greater than kabonis, and gemilas chesedim is greater than tzedakah. There's a special point to bring it, Betzibur, and that there should be communal groups involved in doing chesed together. So I saw a beautiful vart from Rabbi Yosher ben Soloveitchik. He says, the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontav, Halacha Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Ches, says k'shoichel v'shoisa chayiv le lachal legel liyosem alvana m'shar haniyim hamlolim. When person is eating on Yom Tov, he has to make sure that the poor people also have. Amish noyel dalsas chatzeroi. If somebody closes his home, v'oichel v'shoisa hu ubonav v'shtoi, and he just eats with his family, v'eino machal mashkel haniyim, and he doesn't have aniyim as guests, ulamari nefesh, and those that are downtrodden, ain't a simcha mitzvah. That's not simchas yontif. El simchas kreiser. Vel elu nemes of chechem kelechem oinim lehem kol oichlo v'yutamim kelach malonavsham. The Rambam is telling us, he says, exactly what the Gemara here says. The Rambam is telling us that as much as you have to bring kabbonis, but having guests that need poor people, and he doesn't say only poor people, he says people don't have to be necessarily financially poor, but people who need company, and you don't invite them, that isn't good enough. The kabbonis aren't worthwhile. And that's why he also says the famous halacha in Hilchas Purim, that the Rambam says in Perek Beis of Hilchas Megillah, halacha tezayin, mutav l'odam l'harbis v'matnas aniyim, it's more important that a person should give matnas aniyim, m'l'harbis v'sudah v'sholach moyes l'reyav. She'ein she'em simcha g'doyle m'fora, there's no greater simcha, ala samech leiv aniyim v'yisoymim v'almonis v'gerim. She'em sameach leiv hamlolim aleilu elu. Somebody makes to these people who are in bad shape, so to speak, happy, doim l'shchina. He's doing the work of God. Shnem l'hachyos ruach shvolim, l'hachyos be'neiv nitkoim. The main simcha that one can have, greater than bringing a carbon, is tzedakah, giving tzedakah. And that's what this Gemara says. And continues the Gemara. Vamar, Reb Elazar, ain't tzedakah mishtalemes el lefi chesed sheba. When we want to determine what is the proper way of giving tzedakah, we have to see how much chesed did you put into that tzedakah. And the Gemara says, Adam Zareya, Sofik Oichel, Sofik Ein Oichel. If somebody plants, it's not for sure that you're going to see crops and you'll see profit. But if we come to the point where you're already cutting the crops, chesed, that means, and what does that mean? What that means is, Lefiyah Chesed Sheba explains the hafla, it's the way you do the tzedakah. If you give the tzedakah with simcha, if you make the person happy, then that's the way to do tzedakah. Otherwise, you really haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. And in fact, I saw from the Ein Yaakov, we know that if somebody does an aveira, even if he does a mitzvah, the aveira doesn't necessarily get canceled out. But if somebody does a mitzvah, if somebody does the mitzvah of chesed, if he does it, that is so powerful that that has the ability, he says, to wipe out any aveira. And it's interesting to point out, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, he counts the mitzvah tzedakah as one mitzvah. But when he speaks about gemilas chesed, kfuras hameis, bikur cholim, hachnosas kala, each one of them he considers a separate mitzvah. Why? Because tzedakah is one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that if there's somebody poor, you have to help him out. Chesed is not a quantitative mitzvah. Chesed is a qualitative mitzvah, where a person has to view every situation, what is needed in that situation. And every situation that you view is a separate chiyuv. It's not just mitzvah tzedakah. Tana baram shloisha dvarim, in three ways, says the Gemara, gedoyle milas chesodim yoytzim min tzedakah. Tzedakah b'memoinai. Tzedakah could be done with memoinai. Gemilas chesodim, bein begufoi, bein memoinai. Gemilas chesed, the gemilas chesed that we just mentioned, doesn't require money. Tztaka laniim gemilas chesodim bein laniim bein lashirim. Sometimes posh pshat in the Gemara is that sometimes a rich person also needs a favor. Just because he's wealthy doesn't mean he doesn't need a favor. That's one pshat. But then I saw another beautiful pshat. The Masha explains gemilas chesodim bein laniim bein lashirim is giving tztaka, giving money. Wealthy people can give money. Poor people don't have funds to give. But when it comes to chesed, bein laniim bein lashirim, everybody could do chesed. Thirdly, tztaka l'chayim, you could only give money to somebody who's still, Baruch Hashem, alive. Gemilas chesodim, bein l'chayim bein l'meisim, as we know, in fact, chesed shel emes is when you give tztaka to a person, when you do a chesed for a person who can't pay you back, like a mess. The Rambam and the Maor Nevuchim says the difference between tztaka and chesed is tztaka is something that we're obligated to do. We see somebody who's poor and we have to make sure that he doesn't fall, that he has what to eat. Chesed doesn't necessarily represent something we're obligated to do. Chesed means a favor. It doesn't mean that the person can't survive without the favor. But if you give chesed, that shows you went lefnim mishuras adin. And that's why the Gemara gives chesed such a tremendous, considers chesed so much more than tztaka. And I saw from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi suggests that we know schar mitzvah b'hai al malika. We don't get schar for our mitzvah in this world, says the Beis Halevi. That's only for tztaka. Tztaka, we don't necessarily have. Tztaka, we don't necessarily get the schar in this world. But gemilas chesed, he says, is so important as is shown in our Gemara that even ba'olam hazeh people get the schar for chesed. Continues the Gemara of Amar Belezer, Kol Oysu Tztaka Mishpat, Milos Kol Olam Chesed. It's as if he filled the world with Chesed. Shnemar, Oyv Tztaka Mishpat, Chesed Hashem Mola Oretz. And as the Mefarshim explained, we know the Pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibono. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't need the world. He did it out of his Chesed. So Olam Chesed Yibono, when we do Chesed, we become partners. We become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. Everybody can give. Only people who are worthy have the ability to give tzedakah. Even a Yerushmayim won't have the opportunity to do chesed. Tamaloyim of Chesed Hashem me'olam ve'ad olam al yireyav. Om Rav Chama v'papa, kol odom sheyesh alof chen, if you see that person is liked, b'yidua sheyaru shemayim. Shnam Chesed Hashem me'olam ve'olam al yireyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings chen, favor, people like, if you see people are liked, they must be Yerushmayim. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Peninim Yikorim. He says that the Pasuk says that when Yosef was in jail, Ain't Sar Beis HaSoyer Roy as Kom Umma B'Yodai, the Sar Beis HaSoyer knew that Yosef was innocent, Basher Hashem Itoi. So he asked the obvious question, how did the Sar Beis HaSoyer know that Yosef was innocent? Was he a Navi? How did he know? So he says, the Pasuk says, V'yitein chenoi bein esar beis asoyer. The Sar Beis HaSoyer saw that Yosef was loved, was a beloved person. And we're learning in our Gemara that who is a person that's a beloved person? A person who's a Yerushmayim. So the Sar Beis HaSoyer saw that Yosef must be a Yerushmayim. Because if he's so beloved, he must be a Yerushmayim. And if he's a Yerushmayim, he certainly would have never have done the terrible Aveira with Ashes Paitifa. So that's how he knew that Yosef must be innocent. But I also saw from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, again, very much in line with what we're learning in our shir, he was asked a question. The Gemara here is saying that tzedakah is gemilas chesed, is bein laniyim, bein lashirim. Tzedakah has its greater. So the question that he was asked was, somebody, Nebuch, lost a close relative, and he wanted to donate something in memory of that relative. The question was, should he give a Sefer Torah in memory of his relative, or should he give money to people who are learning, people who need tzedakah? And Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein paskins. He says you have to look at the situation. If he lives in a community, if he davens in a shul where they don't have a Sefer Torah, where a Sefer Torah is needed, he says give the Sefer Torah. If, on the other hand, he says that they, Baruch Hashem, have Sifrei Torah in that community, so then, of course, he says, then give the money to people who need it. Very much in line with what we're trying to explain, that when you give tzedakah or you do chesed, it also has to go with seichel, what the situation requires. So the Gemara continues, V'amar b'lozim ma'idik sepia pasa b'chochma, v'soyres chesed al shoyna. And the question is, v'yichiyesh Torah shal chesed, v'yesh Torah shayin l'chesed, is the Torah with chesed, is the Torah without chesed? El Torah l'shma zu Torah shal chesed, shaloi l'shma zu Torah shayin shal chesed. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained, what does Torah l'shma have to do with chesed? So the Mefarshim explained that it's Yosef says a very nice pshat. He says that what's pshat that somebody learns Torah l'shma? Learning Torah l'shma means that he's learning Torah not expecting schar, not expecting any benefit in return. What is the proper way of doing chesed? That's also the proper way of doing chesed. The proper way of doing chesed is not expecting anything in return, as we discussed a moment ago. Chesed shalemus. That's what Torah l'shma and Torah's chesed have in common. The Maral explains that we find that the Torah starts off with chesed and ends with chesed. The Torah starts off how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and treated Adam the Chava, and the Torah ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu burying Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enveloped the entire Torah with chesed to teach us that Torah has to come with chesed. Continues the Gemara, Ikad Amri Lalamda. If one learns Torah and teaches it to others, Zui Torah Shal Chesed. Shloi Lalamda, but if somebody doesn't teach the Torah that he learns, Zui Torah Shal Enla Shal Chesed. Like the Arvi Nalchal explains, that just like one has an obligation to do Chesed with his money, to give tzedakah and do Chesed with his physical, assets, he also has to do chesed with ruchnius. How do you do chesed with ruchnius? That you learn Torah, you give a shir, you learn Torah with somebody that needs help, that isn't able to learn on his own. And the Mefarshim, and I saw a gewaldige haftacha, that somebody who learns Torah with those who give shiurim, or learns Torah with those that need help, such an individual, Torah Miskayemis, his Torah will be successful in his learning. There's a beautiful pshat offered by the Das Sofer. The Das Sofer quotes the famous Gemara, the famous Pasuk. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha mi'atcha mi'ladcha ve'eschol l'koi godl. And Rashi says, Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, Elkei Avram. And Rashi continues, Yochel, Suma Bekulam. We would think that when we will end the bracha, we mention all of these names. Tamaloymer Vaye Bracha. Behe Bechoyechas Bechoyesmin. We only say, as we know, when we say Shemen Asrei, we only say Magen Avraham. We don't say anything else. And all the Mefarshim are very troubled with this Rashi. It's actually Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Mefarshim are troubled. Avraham Avinu is upset that if we're going to say a bracha, we'll mention Yitzchak, and he's upset that we'll say a bracha, we'll mention Yaakov, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to guarantee him, no, don't worry, we're only going to mention your name, B'chor Chaisman. So that Sefer says, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Ashloish Advar Ma'ayla Oymed, Ala Torah Vala Voida, V'agmilas Chassadim. And what the Torah is teaching, what the Tana is teaching us, is what type of Torah is a Torah that the world could stand on, as we just learned, is a Torah's Chesed, a Torah that you teach other people. What kind of Avoida is the Avoida? Is that when one davens, he doesn't only daven for himself. He thinks about somebody else, and he davens for somebody else. Yitzchak represents Avoida. Yaakov represents Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Sefer is telling Avraham Avinu, Yaakov Yechayis Min Bekula. You would think that each one of these Amudim could stand on their own. You don't have to have anything else combined with these Amudim. Tamaloymer Vayei Bracha B'chachayis Min. If Yaakov Avinu's Torah is to be a successful Torah, it has to be coupled with Avraham Avinu's Chesed. If Yitzchak's Avoida is to be a successful Avoida, it has to be coupled with Avraham Avinu's Chesed. B'chachayisman. We have to have Chesed permeate every aspect of our life, that we should taka b'zoicha v'heyei bracha, that we should all have bracha v'yeshua, and that we should always be zoicha to chazdei Hashem.